Russia responds to its spies being ordered out
to leave the United States by Sunday.
A complicated ceasefire holds up
in what is now a very complex war in Syria.
New England, buried by a blizzard,
pummeled with nearly 2 feet of snow.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. Tit-for-tat diplomacy. Responding to Russian cyber interference in the U.S. election, the Obama administration expelling 35 Russian diplomats.
All their credentials will be revoked. They'll have no protections here. They'll have no diplomatic immunity here. They will be persona non grata, so they will have to leave the country.
White House spokesman Eric Schultz there. The order includes shutting down sensitive Russian workplaces here. WCBS TV reporter Janelle Burrell in the suburbs of New York.
It's a sprawling Gold Coast Long Island mansion, but according to White House officials, the 106-year-old estate, a Russian government facility, is also one of the sites of the election hacking attacks. It's one of two Russian facilities ordered by the White House to be closed by noon today.
All this less than a month before Donald Trump takes office. His people not happy.
Even the New York Times characterized it as such that this may be an attempt to box him in to see what he'll do as president. That's not the way that peaceful transitions of administrations work in our great democracy.
That's Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway on CNN.
Aides to Mr. Obama acknowledged the new president could undo the actions in just 3 weeks. Spokesman Eric Schultz.
If the next president thought he wanted to welcome back in 35 senior Russian intelligence officials, he thought that was a good idea, then he will be able to do so. We don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Top Republicans in Congress might not either. They've called the administration's measures overdue. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Russia's foreign minister is suggesting the expulsion of just as many American diplomats from Moscow, but just now, Vladimir Putin says there will be no expulsions of Americans. It is holding, sort of, the complicated semi-ceasefire agreement in Syria. CBS's Holly Williams reporting from Istanbul.
We have unconfirmed reports of a rocket attack, airstrikes, artillery fire, and other violent clashes in Syria today. But for the most part, this ceasefire does appear to be holding. Russia and Turkey say it is a nationwide ceasefire, but it does not include ISIS or a powerful Kurdish group that operates in northern Syria.
10 years ago today, Saddam Hussein hanged for crimes against his own country. Iraq. That's where war has raged before and since. And today, Iraqi troops backed by U.S.-led airstrikes pushing deeper into eastern Mosul to attempt to retake that city held by ISIS. Blizzard in New England, CBS's DeMarco Morgan in New Hampshire.
Heavy, fast-falling snow blanketed the Northeast overnight, at times dropping 6 inches per hour near the New Hampshire border. The slick, slippery roads left drivers stranded and sent cars careening off of highways.
Unless you have four-wheel drives, I suggest not even getting on the roads. It's that bad.
Emergency crews worked through the night after more than 80 wrecks were reported.
Here's WBZ-TV meteorologist Danielle Niles looking at a snow-covered weather map.
Areas of snow continue to batter northern Maine, and on the backside of it, we've got lake effect snow bands dumping 6 to 12 inches, especially off Lake Erie in Ontario by the end of the day.
A woman is dead and her two young daughters injured. They all fell from a chairlift at a small Colorado ski area. 40-year-old Texas mother and her girls, 9 and 12, falling 20 feet from a four-person lift onto the snow, happened at Ski Granby Ranch, 400-acre family oriented resorts about 90 miles west of Denver. Today at noon in New York's Times Square, a test of the New Year's Eve crystal ball drop for the 1 million people expected there Saturday night. Officials are promising an extremely secure venue. We're live with CBS's Allison Keys.
There will be 65 sanitation trucks weighing 20 tons, weighted with an extra 15 tons of sand. They'll be deployed at intersections around Times Square, along with 100 patrol cars. 7,000 officers will be on the scene, many not in uniform, along with counterterrorism units and bomb-sniffing dogs. New York police study the deadly truck attacks in Germany and France as they plan security. Jim?
It happened at the Tequila Bar y Grill at the North Texas town of Weatherford. Traffic stop turning ugly. Police officer and a suspect shot while scuffling in the parking lot. The injured officer is out of surgery now, stable and recovering well. Here's Weatherford Police Sergeant Jason Hayes.
We have a smaller agency here. We know all the officers and we know the families. And so we're with him and we're going to continue to be with him and monitor him and make sure that he gets fully recovered.
Where is it? The plane that took off in bad weather from a small Ohio airport on the shores of Lake Erie. Cessna taking off just before 11 o'clock last night from Burke Lakefront Airport. Then Coast Guard officials say the airport's air traffic control lost connection with the plane. Petty Officer Christopher Yaw.
Anywhere from 12 to 15 foot seas right now, and there is snow in the area.
It's not clear how many people are on board that plane. You smoke or eat a lot of pot? You love hot showers? You're not alone. CBS's Mike Sugarman with details of a syndrome marked by severe abdominal distress.
In states where marijuana has become legal, doctors are seeing something they aren't used to. It's called cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, CHS.
It's certainly something that before legalization we almost never saw. Now we're seeing it quite frequently.
Dr. Kenneth Hurd is a doctor in Boulder, Colorado.
They'll often present to the emergency department three, four, five different times before we can sort this out.
Caused by heavy, long-term use of pot, relieved somehow by hot showers, not known why, and it also can be reversed if a patient quits. Mike Sugarman, CBS News.
Yes, there really is a Santa Claus. That's the guy's name. He lives in Alaska. Facebook didn't believe him, though, blocking his webpage on Christmas Day. To get his account reinstated, Mr. Claus says he sent multiple documents proving his identity, including copies of his Alaska driver's license and a letter of appointment to the North Pole City Council. Santa Claus is back on Facebook. Run DMC filing a $50 million lawsuit accusing Walmart, Amazon, Jet, and other retailers of selling products that trade on the group's name without permission. The complaint says the defendants are advertising, selling, manufacturing, promoting, and distributing multiple products using Run DMC's trademarked name. We are saluting some people we lost this year who really assaulted our taste buds in a good way.
Jim Delligatti invented one of the most recognizable fast food sandwiches.
To all these special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
Chef Peng Chung Gui whipped up General Tso's chicken, now a staple of American Chinese restaurants.
Ironically, you'll have a hard time finding it anywhere in China.
Lee Wass didn't invent ice cream, but his jingle made it easier for people to know when the Mr. Softy truck was coming down the road. Finally, Peter Mondavi changed how Americans drink wine because he
championed growing Chardonnay and Pinot Noir grapes and using those grape names on the label.
To all of them, a toast. Steve Kath in CBS News.
Known for its mountainous $20 pastrami sandwiches, is closing for good on New Year's Eve, New York's famous Carnegie Deli. And that's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Jennifer Brown. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.